This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. In 1970, the Autism Society launched an ongoing nationwide effort to promote autism awareness and assure that all affected by autism are able to achieve the highest quality of life possible. In 1972, the Autism Society launched the first annual National Autistic Children's Week, which evolved into National Autism Awareness Month. And this April, we continue our efforts to spread awareness, promote acceptance, and ignite change. Dr. Eric Weiss has taken tremendous strides to help advance the awareness of raising a child with autism, and with his work with umbilical cord blood stem cells. Everyone experiences happiness, sorrow, anger, fear, loneliness, including kids on the spectrum. In today's COVID-19 world, it has been even more of a greater challenge for these parents who are working with their autistic children and homeschooling. Here today to tell us more about his work, the upcoming book, Educating Marston, and how him and his wife, Dr. Christine Weiss, have been coping during these hard times is both Dr. Eric and Dr. Christine Weiss. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
And certainly do appreciate the both of you taking the time to be with us here today. So for starters, if you would, Christine, for starters, tell us about your background, what you do for a living, and your inspiration for co-authoring Educating Marston, and then after you, Dr. Eric Weiss as well.
Well, first of all, I'm a mother. I believe all mothers are interested in the health and well-being of their child. I am fortunate enough to have a Bachelor's of Science in Food and Nutrition. I also have a minor in chemistry from Florida State University, and I worked for many years as a clinical dietitian. In fact, Eric and I both worked together at Duke University. I think we know today that the gut and the brain really are important for the health and well-being of autistic children. They play a major role for our kids.
I went to Davidson College and majored in chemistry, graduated, then on to Duke University for my medical degree. I then went to University of California, San Francisco for general surgery, and then off to the University of Miami for plastic surgery. Most people, when they think of plastic surgery, just think of the cosmetic and the breast and body work, but we support all surgeons on difficult-to-close wounds, and overall total body healing. And so I think our unique perspective, both with Chris and the food and the nutrition and myself and healing, were uniquely qualified to help our son Marston.
Well, we certainly appreciate your introducing your journey and your book, Educating Marston, with the audience, and looking forward to hearing a lot more. Now, you have a son named Marston, obviously, that we've mentioned that is autistic. When did you first realize he was autistic, and what did you feel at the moment that you discovered this?
Well, for me, I think it was probably between a year and 17 months. I knew he wasn't. I didn't know he was autistic. He's 25 right now. So it was a while ago, and they really didn't it wasn't as common a diagnosis, but I knew that he was different than our older son. We didn't get the diagnosis immediately. We took him to different doctors, and we finally got a diagnosis, and I would say around 17 months at the Miami Children's Hospital. And of course, we were devastated. It took the wind out of our sail. I probably knew the future better than my husband because I grew up with a sister who was special needs. So I knew how hard the journey was and what we were facing.
I believe, I was devastated too. As a husband, you're always trying to make things right. I had a wife who was devastated. I had a son who needed, all the help he could get with a disease that nobody knew how to help. This was before the day of the internet. There was no Google. There was no playbook. And so we had to try to figure out, you know, how to do that on our own.
Well, I can tell you, one couldn't imagine what you went through during that time, and only if you've gone through it yourself, you'd understand and really appreciate the impact that you're having within the community so far. Now, they say kids on the spectrum feel differently and have move issues with confidence and trouble in social situations. Have you seen that to be true? And tell us a little bit more about that.
I agree 100% with that. I mean, they do have trouble with social situations and confidence. Very hard for them to navigate, you know, social cues and small inferences that other folks are around them and trying to give them. You know, with our son Marston, I tried to role play with him. You know, it was kind of like, you know, movies, and I role played like theater with him. And I got a lot of my information from a doctor. Her name is Dr. Marion Blank, and she is a professor emeritus in Columbia University. And she works with special needs children and, you know, everyone on the spectrum. And she would tell me to, like, get movies out and show them, you know, show them a part of the movie, stop the movie, ask him if what he noticed and what he saw in that movie, and help him to, you know, read things in people. We would role play, you know, if he had to go up to someone and talk to them, I would pretend I was the person, and he would ask me questions, and I would show him my, you know, facial expression. So it was a total learned behavior. It never came
intuitively
to him.
I think that, you know, even everybody has to be involved in teaching. Simple things like going to the gas station and pumping gas. I would make him get out and watch me do it, and then eventually I would make him do it. And not only is it teaching on how to pump gas, but it's helping him sequence, you know, open the gas tank, take the lid off, you know, choose which gas, put it in, fill it up. And so all these are things that you can teach kids on the autistic spectrum. Even washing clothes, how to do it, because they routinely don't pick up on things that every other, you know, type of children do.
Now, at the time, autism wasn't widely talked about when you first got the diagnosis of Marston. How did you go about finding a way to help him? Get into some of those details.
Well, one of the things that comes with advanced, you know, schooling is how to research, you know, so you would find a disease that you wouldn't know what was about. You'd go to the medical library and start reading anything that was ever written about it. So when we got the diagnosis with Marston, there was, you know, like I said, the internet hadn't been born yet, but I had a relationship with the University of Florida Medical Library, but called the librarians. I told them what my son had. We came up with some key terms, and I started them, you know, doing the research. This led to some papers. I saw who was writing the papers, and then we just started a foray of going to different hospitals, talking to different people. The other thing that happens as well is that you start to learn that there's other parents in your town, in your neighborhood, that have the same situation. So Chris started she ended up with a mother's group, and they started talking about these things. And there were some early on conferences. Stanley Greenspan was one of the first that I remember that Chris and a couple others went to. And we just started, you know, picking things apart. You know, let's make sure his ears work. Let's make sure his eyes work. Let's make sure, you know, how he's processing. There's a large network of people that help people with neurologic diseases that we had never heard of. You know, I never even looked into who helps somebody talk again after a stroke. Well, these are the same people that can help my son who's having difficulty talking. You know, how do people see after they've had a brain injury? There are people that help them, you know, with visual therapy. Well, these are people who can help my son. So we just started to make a list of what we thought his deficits were, and we started going to people that had a background in that situation, from his eyes to his ears to talking to, you know, social, everything.
Certainly do. Again, thank you for taking the time to be with us here today to share your journey in these regards today. We are with both Drs. Eric and Christine Weiss, co-authors of the upcoming book, Educating Marston, here on eHealth Radio's Autism Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, you indicate that stem cell replacement therapy helps autism, and that certainly is good news. How has it helped Marston, and do you feel it will ultimately be the wave of the future in helping autistic children?
Well, I do believe it's going to be the wave of the future, helping autistic children as well as helping everybody. I think that people are excited about medical marijuana, but I think this is much more exciting. To make a long story short, we all have these cells in our bodies. They're called adult stem cells, that their only job is to repair and replace damaged tissue. And as you age, these cells become less effective, which is why older people tend to have harder times recovering from injury, as well as they develop, degenerative diseases such as arthritis and things like that. Umbilical cord stem cells that reside in the umbilical cord as well as in umbilical cord blood are also adult stem cells, but they're very, very young stem cells. And they've been shown through a variety of experiments as well as in other diseases to decrease neuroinflammation. And what's been shown in autism, one of the main features of autism in autistic brains is neuroinflammation. So if you look at the top five neurodegenerative disorders in the United States, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, stroke, as well as autism, they all have neuroinflammation. And in many of those other studies, many of those other diseases, stem cells have been shown to be beneficial. So it wasn't a long stretch to say, well, if my son has neuroinflammation and these cells have been shown to help neuroinflammation, this may be beneficial. And so we did give our son umbilical cord blood, and it did make an immediate impact. He was he spoke clear, he thought clear, he became more conversant. It was a change that happened almost immediately and continued. Certainly it is controversial, but Duke University came out with a major phase one study which supported that umbilical cord blood helps the majority of kids with autism. And they're currently doing a phase two studies, and there's many clinical trials going on in the United States today.
Again, that really is some good news and certainly brings hope to the community as well. Now, with COVID-19, you have no choice, obviously, to homeschool right now. Are there any suggestions or tips you could provide for those struggling to help their children also at home?
Actually, I don't know the correct answer to that. It's kind of a new paradigm for everybody. I feel like, trying to help Marston navigate online classes, very, very difficult because I never took online classes. So we are kind of both learning at the same time. We're trying to prepare him earlier in the week how to go online, how to, prepare for his classes. And, I think he is better at the computer than I am now. And I feel like he's growing during this time, because it is a different situation and it is new for him, and he is, able to tackle things that I put in front of him. And everyone's been really, really helpful, his teachers and, all the people that are helping him right now. So it's a crazy time.
It certainly is a crazy time, and I look forward to this passing sooner than later for sure. I'm sure everyone feels the same who wants to be in quarantine for months ahead. Now, how do you manage, if you would, Eric, how do you manage having a full-time business, writing a book, and having the time to do things with your family?
Well, there's two good things. One is my wife did the majority of the work, and two, that she made incredible notes. I think from the time Marston was 8 or 9 or 10, she felt that this was somehow she could help other families. And so everybody that helped Marston, we had them keep a journal. We kept a journal. She wrote her thoughts down. I wrote my thoughts down. And so that made it remarkably easy to write the book. And plus, we're at a different phase in our life now. You know, when you're going through it, you really don't have the time. You don't have the time to do much except, you know, tend the wounded in the war. But now that we're sitting back and reflecting, and that our, you know, our other children are out of the house, we have the time to do it.
Well, it has been more than a joy to have you both on, and quite an inspiring story. And we really do appreciate your, again, taking the time to be with us here today. And the book does sound fascinating as well. What is the projected date it will be available for sale, and where can one go to find more information on that as well as the business?
Well, we're hoping November is when we can get the book out, but hopefully sooner. We are setting up a website, and
it'll be educatingmarston.com, which will hopefully, you know, we plan on a blog and just helping connect people and discussing some types of therapies that help Marston.
Certainly some resources to look forward to. Again, the websites of reference, educatingmarston.com, and of course your plastic surgery practice, ericweissmd.com. Dr. Eric and Dr. Christine Weiss, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with both Drs. Eric and Christine Weiss, co-authors of the upcoming book, Educating Marston. Dr. Weiss is also the founder of Northeast Florida Plastic Surgery Center. And for more information, again, visit educatingmarston.com or ericweissmd.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.